10 people who were sexually abused in state schools as children have reached a settlement in a High Court action against the government over its refusal to admit them to the most recent compensation scheme before it closed last year. The 10 survivors will each receive a payment of €84,000, the same as they would have received under the redress scheme. It was set up in response to a European Court of Human Rights ruling 10 years ago after a 20-year legal battle by Louise O'Keefe, which found the state was liable for abuse carried out by her teacher at a national school in West Cork in the 1970s when she was 8 years old. Nolene Blackwell is Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission and is with us now. Nolene Blackwell, thank you for taking our call. Your reaction to today's settlements?
So today was an important statement, an important concession by the state that the 10 people who had said that they should have been admitted to a redress scheme and they had to bring High Court proceedings, and the state today said they didn't have to go ahead with them, they would settle them and would make a payment. And the reason that's important is that since Louise O'Keefe brought that groundbreaking judgment, identifying that the state was responsible for protecting children in primary and secondary schools back at the time before the 1990s when there were guidelines in place, the European Court of Human Rights recognised that the state was responsible for that, that Louise O'Keefe and others like her had not been protected by the state. And since that judgment has come out, there have been two schemes put in place by the state. Neither of them has been anywhere near satisfactory, and neither of them have been a scheme that would allow people to access a recognition that they were harmed when they suffered sexual abuse as children in schools more than 30 years ago. And the more recent one, which came out in 2021 and closed again in 2023, was the one being investigated at the moment. It was clearly insufficient in order to protect the human rights of the people who made those applications, which is why the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission got involved as a friend of the court in those cases.
Why were these people excluded? On what basis?
So the scheme had this requirement in it that you had to have proceedings, live proceedings in place at the time that the scheme opened, or 3 weeks before the scheme opened. Now, while that might look like a fairly reasonable requirement in a lot of cases, it could not be reasonable in this case, because the law of the land when Louise O'Keefe brought her case, and the law of the land to this day, is that there is no connection between those schools, which were often run by the parish and boards of management. There's no connection between them and the state. So the law of the land doesn't protect people's rights. And by asking people to bring proceedings which had to fail, you know, it was inevitable that they had to fail, the state was putting an unreasonable requirement in place, so that you had to go to a solicitor if you had been abused. You had to say to the solicitor, I want to get into the scheme. The solicitor had to say, well, you have to issue proceedings. Those proceedings are bound to fail. So it was like, I have myself described it as a sort of an Alice in Wonderland scheme, where if you read it in Alice in Wonderland, you would say that was the kind of thing that came up at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. So those schemes that were put in place were so cautious, so restricted, that actually they were not fair. They did not give people access to the justice they were entitled to. And this is why the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, ever since actually the Louise O'Keefe judgment, has kept this in mind, because we recognise that the Irish government does respect the European Court of Human Rights, does respect human rights itself, and the failure to put a proper scheme in place in this case is just one of those things which is not, it's not consistent with Ireland's respect for the for human rights in general, and for the European Court of Human Rights in particular. So as late as 2 weeks ago, we were briefing a group in relation to the oversight of this judgment in the European Court of Human Rights. The Council of Ministers of the Council of Europe oversee these. We were making the case that Ireland had still not fixed it 10 years after the judgment, and now is the time for a comprehensive and a clear, accessible scheme.
The state maintains that it is compliant with the O'Keefe judgment in Europe. Their statement to us today says that while the department is not in a position to comment on individual cases. It acknowledges that protecting children from harm should be the foremost ambition in any society and notes that extensive measures have been put in place to improve child protection in schools. There's no sign that they're going to put in a new scheme. And what's your understanding of how many people are still waiting for redress?
Well, it's hard to know because these are national schools that they're not sort of in a regulated group or any in particular. But one way we can guess is that when the judgment, Louise O'Keefe's judgment, came out 10 years ago, the state calculated there were about 400 people who might be entitled to redress. And they, and to date, less than 200 people, even including the 10 today, have got redress. And the state put aside 40 million euro for this. They've spent 11 million of it. So they themselves calculated that more people would be involved than need to be involved. There is no scheme at all open to anyone today. So if someone was sexually abused, if their rights were abused, if the state failed to protect those rights, there is no scheme in place and the law of the land doesn't protect them either. We absolutely are delighted to hear that the state wants to see this done the right way. It's just that the mechanisms they've used so far haven't done that. They haven't been the right ones. And as late as today, when they conceded 10 cases, the state itself has recognised, look, we have a problem. Now is their chance to fix it.
Noeline Blackwell, Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, thank you.